Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. Now that the first full week of the new league year has come and gone, it's a good time to take a step back and assess the bigger picture, especially regarding the Pittsburgh Steelers and the changes that they've made. GM Omar Khan, assistant GM Andy Weidel and company were busy moving and shaking, upgrading the roster at some key positions. Most importantly, the Steelers upgraded the quarterback room in a big way, and they did it at a very affordable rate. Yet, despite all that, and not losing a ton from a playoff team 1 year ago, somehow the Steelers were ranked number 10 in the AFC on Wednesday by CBS Sports. I have one question for that. How exactly? It remains a mystery. The explanation didn't even make much sense. The Steelers, without a doubt, improved. They got better at quarterback, inside linebacker, and in the secondary. There are still some questions at receiver and offensive tackle, sure, but this roster looks much better than it did entering the offseason. That's because of the quarterback situation. Yet, they are still viewed as one of the lower teams in the AFC. It makes no sense. Even teams ahead of them got worse, yet are still held in high regard in that CBS ranking. Like the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo cut a ton of players and lost numerous key contributors just to become salary cap compliant. The Jacksonville Jaguars lost a number of key players as well and had to cut key guys. They're ahead of the Steelers. Even the New York Jets are ahead of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, the Jets added a lot of pieces, but they're older and injury-prone. And quite honestly, they're still the Jets after all. The respect and understanding of what the Steelers did seemingly didn't happen with CBS Sports. It just isn't there. And that's rather puzzling. They upgraded the roster, period. But that's fine for now. It's off-season fodder. The Steelers will show when the games start that they are improved, which is saying something for a team that was 10-7 a year ago and made the playoffs in the AFC. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Ryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.